Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Shabana Moore, S-H-A-B-O-N-N-A.
And then can you confirm? Oh, go ahead.
Yep. Nope. The phone number, 254-709-4200.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Shabana?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
No worries, take your time.
No, you can leave it in there. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
What did you say, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I don't have a lawyer.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
6/27/81.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
May of 2022.
And I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
A little better. Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that you're doing a little better. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, hopefully under 10 minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you all the required questions. If you need a pause for any reason, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
No, ma'am.
And did you use the brand name injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And what month and year did you start using Depo?
Hold on. From 2021 to January of 2021 to January of 2022.
So you used it for about 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then your first name, I have S-H-A-V-O-N-N-A.
Correct.
And last name, M-O-O-R-E?
Yes.
And your social?
I don't want to give my social.
Okay. If you're more comfortable giving the last 4 digits, you can do that as well, but I would need the social in order to move forward.
Yeah, I can give you my last 4. It's 9130.
9130. Okay, thank you. And then for your email, I have your first name, m@ymail.com.
Correct.
And your phone number, I have 254-709-4200.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell, both.
Both, okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
2500 Marketplace Drive, apartment 736, Waco, Texas, 76711.
And you said the apartment number is 735?
736.
736, I'm sorry. And have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your prior cancer diagnosis?
The meningioma.
Okay, so the question's asking you, before the meningioma, did you have any other cancer?
Oh, no, ma'am. No.
Okay, thank you. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Ascension Providence Hospital.
And is that in Waco, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then were you treated at this facility as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let me just pull their information. And can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Edward Fox.
Edward Fox?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then can I get the name of the facility where you received your depot shots?
It's Ascension Providence, but it's a clinic.
Okay.
It's not the hospital.
Okay, let me see. You said it's a clinic. Is it at the same address?
No, ma'am. Let me see if I can get it for you really fast.
Okay.
It's the doctor is Patricia Wilcox, but let me see.
Dr. Patricia Wilcox?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get her address. Is it
6614 Sager Ave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have the phone number? Is it 254-537-6100?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. Okay, I'm just trying to find the clinic or the name of the clinic.
Let me see. I'm looking at it on Google and it just says her name.
It just says her name.
Yes, and then the address and phone number. But it is a clinic. There's different doctors in there.
Okay. So to your knowledge, it's called Ascension Providence Clinic.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write that down. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And then we're almost done here. Do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
What do you mean, like medical notes? Like
anything important that you would like to add for your claim?
Like my treatment or my.
No, just anything in general that you want the attorneys to know at the moment.
Basically, just, I already told the lady who just transferred me my symptoms and diagnosis. I mean, do you need that information?
Oh, I have your diagnosis here, yes. So we could just put non-applicable for now, if that's okay.
Yeah, I don't need to add anything else.
And then do you have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have those medical records?
Yes, the hospital has.
Okay.
I don't have.
And then if the attorneys do ask for these medical records for you to obtain them, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Mail.
Mail, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
He's a friend.
Friend? And can I get your friend's phone number?
254 297-3907.
Can you spell their first name for me, please?
E as in egg, L-G-I-N.
And last name?
Howard.
Okay. Do you have their email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
You can put down my email. I don't know.
And then do you have their address by chance?
I don't.
Okay, we can put non-applicable for now. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't currently have an attorney and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around May 1st, 2022. I have your date of birth as June 27th, 1981. You did use a name brand injectable Depo-Provera. You did use it for 1 year, starting roughly around January 1st, 2021, all the way up to January 1st, 2022. And you can confirm that you've had 4 injections prior to diagnosis. I have your first name as Shavonna, S-H-A-V-O-N-N-A, last name Moore, M-O-O-R-E. I have the last 4 of your social as 9130. I have your email as your first name, m@ymail.com, and I have your phone number as 254-709-4200. I have your current address as 2500 Marketplace Drive, apartment 736 in Waco, Texas, zip code 76711. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Edward Fox, located at Ascension Providence Hospital. The address I have for the facility is 6901. Medical Parkway in Waco, Texas, zip code 76712. And the phone number I have for the facility is 254-751-4000. In regards to the doctor that prescribed you the Depo shot, I have Patricia A. Wilcox. She is at the Ascension Providence Clinic located at 6614 Sanger Ave in Waco, Texas, zip code 76710. And the facility phone number I have is 254-537-6100. In regards to your emergency contact, I have your friend who does not live with you. His name is Elgin, E as in elephant, L as in Larry, G as in ginger, I as in igloo, and N as in Nancy. Last name Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D. Phone number I have for Elgin is 254-297-3907. For the email, I put down your email, and for the address, we do not have one at this time, so I put down non-applicable. Does all of that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. You're going to receive a text message. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, and it's going to have a link. Let me know once you receive that text.
Yes, ma'am. I received it.
Okay. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You're going to go ahead and click on the link in the text. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature, and then it's going to have you hit the button start. Once you hit start, you're going to go ahead and put your signature and initials on all the fields that's required. Should take about 30 seconds or so to complete the documents, and then once it says finish, let me know. Or once you're finished, let me know, okay?
Okay. So this is basically
Release of medical records regarding. It's also regarding legal representation, things like that.
Okay.
And then if you have any questions with the documents, let me know, okay?
Okay, I'm just reading.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done. Fine.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. All right, Shavana, the way this process is going to work, now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. They're just going to verify the case with you over the phone, which does take a couple minutes or so. If you have any questions for the attorneys, let them know. They're super customer service oriented. Keep in mind that they're not going to be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So just be on the lookout for their call. What I just went ahead and did was I just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So in the meantime, if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me at this number. You can text me at this number. And I put my email there as well. So if you're more comfortable emailing, you can do that as well. But I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing a little bit better now. And I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day today, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.